This week we have actually two readings. One is called Vayakel, and the other one is called Pekudei. Vayakel means to gather. You make many, many details into one thing. Pekudei means to count. That means each detail is separate from the other ones, and each one counts by itself. So how come we put these two readings together, Vayakel and Pekudei? They're actually opposites. Furthermore, when you actually look at the verses inside of each one of these readings, that most of the year we read them together, but some years we read them separate. When you actually look at the inside of the reading, the one that is called Vayakel, which means to gather, actually talks about many details, many separate things. And the one that is called Pekudei, which means each detail is important in itself, let's count. And it makes let's make a balance of the money spent on the building of the tabernacle and so on. It actually at the end says, so everything was brought to Moshe Rabbeinu and we built one Mishkan and everything is one thing, one building, so to speak. So wait a second. Vayakel, which means to gather, talks about details. Pekudei, which means let's focus on the details, actually ends up and the content is let's make one thing. So within themselves, they're opposites. So how can these two things come together? And how comes the name of each one of them actually represents what they actually say? And the idea is like this. There are basically three ways in which we can understand the relationship between a group and individual. One way, each individual by itself is not nothing. But when they come together, actually they form one big thing. That's one way of understanding. Another way of understanding, when you actually, each detail is important in itself, and when they come together, they actually bring a new importance into a very big, important thing, but they lose their individuality. The details itself, yeah, when they're separate, they're details, they exist. But when they come together, they cease existing, and they become a big, new, one thing. And then you have a third way, when actually each detail by itself, it doesn't count. It's just a part of a thing, but it doesn't count. When they come together, not only they form one big thing together, but also they gain, so to speak, an elevation in themselves. They become part of this thing, as if we would say that the sum of parts is not just the sum of parts. They bring something new. There's something bigger because they became something bigger in one thing altogether. What's the difference between these three ways? The difference would be, we learn in the Torah that when the people built actually the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and later the temple, and we will build the temple speedily in our days, the third one, you have to actually have kavana, this word in Hebrew. Kavana means intentions. You have to really think, what are you doing? So if we go through the first way, by the first way of relationship between a group and an individual, again, that each individual by itself counts nothing, but then they become a group and then they exist, but not as individuals, but as group. So you have to think, when you're building something for the Mishkan, you have to think about the group. You have to think about the Mishkan, the tabernacle, the temple. That's the main thing. Second way, each detail counts by itself. So when you're building actually something for the Mishkan, for the temple, and so on, you have to think about the detail. You have to think about the individual thing you're building. And that's the main thing. Oh, later there will become part of a bigger thing. I don't care. They're actually an individual important by itself. And then by the third way, you actually have to think about the two things. You have to think this is an individual thing and it has a function in itself and an importance in itself. And furthermore, when they come together, there will be a big thing, part of a big thing, but they will not lose their individuality. That's the third way. So a person building something for the Mishkan, the temple, and so on, they have to think about the two ideas. Now, what can we extract in the service of God from these ideas? And one of the ideas is like this. A person might think that, who am I? What am I? I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. What do you want from me? You want me to accomplish God's mission in the earth? Me? You don't know what you're talking about. I can't do anything, I'm sorry. Wrong. Each individual counts in itself. Each individual God created, wherever he lives, wherever she lives, and so on, God created with a mission, with a purpose. And you have to do your purpose, your little grain, so to speak, of sand, that summing, adding up one grain, another grain, another grain, you make a whole beach full of sand. So your existence is important in itself. Furthermore, when you actually gather together with other people with the same purpose, that every single human has the same purpose, which is a godly purpose, but some know about it, some don't. That's what we're doing right now. We're learning about our purpose in life. When you gather together with other people having this same purpose revealed, they know about it, that we have to make the world a dwelling place for godliness. We have to reveal God's presence in this world through fulfilling the commandments, Jews 613, non-Jews 7 and ramifications and so on. Not only the group itself becomes an important thing and a greater thing, so to speak, than the sum and the addition of the details that the group contains, but you also grow by interacting with other parts of the group. You also become better, you also develop yourself and you grow. So you have these two things. And interestingly, we find when Maimonides, the Rambam, defines the mitzvah, the commandment of building the temple, which is a commandment for Jews, when he defines it, he talks about the two things. First of all, he says, yeah, we have to build a temple to bring korbanos, offerings, and every single part makes a big temple, and it's one thing. Mishkan, tabernacle, temple, makes a big dosh, temple, and so on. And then, immediately he says, but you know what? This includes a candelabra, this includes the table, and this includes an altar, and so on. It brings a few details, which after all, they're included into the mitzvah, into the commandment of building the temple. But furthermore, in themselves, they are a commandment in themselves, to build a candelabra, the menorah, to build the table with breads, and to build the altars, and so on. So we see these two things go hand by hand. And that's why we have Vayakel and Pekudei together. Because you never have to forget about the general things, Vayakel and Pekudei, the detailed things. And within themselves, Vayakel also talks about details. It's not just gathering. And Pekudei, which means details, also talks about a general thing. We should all merit to actually fulfill our mission and purpose in the world, to reveal God's presence with the coming of Moshiach, speedily in our days.